This is the National Daily.
Welcome to July 13th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. I'm John McClain, sitting in for Marlo Anderson. Today we celebrate the great American melting pot and the dishes that it inspires. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Before we can talk, we communicate with touch, and the most vital messages are delivered with our hands. You are safe. You are loved. Saf Power Hand Sanitizer Cream is tough on germs and soft on skin because you don't just protect them, you surround them with softness. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
Depending on where you're from, you might call them chips, fries, or French fried potatoes. Add to that the special cut of curls, waffles, or crinkles, and you would think we were celebrating all things potato. But there's only one National French Fry Day, and today we feature the sidekick that some folks call a meal in itself. The expression French fried potatoes first appeared in an English cookbook in 1856, but some believe that the name French fries became popular during World War I. When American soldiers discovered Belgian fries, they became an instant hit, and since Belgians speak French, the nickname was forged. Today we pile on toppings from all over the globe, like chili and nacho cheese, yet somehow this feels distinctly American. And while some prefer them on the side with ketchup, no one will argue that French fries can always be the main event.
Baked beans were already a traditional Native American dish when the British first arrived in North America. The settlers quickly adopted the casserole, making it a staple of their meals. And while baked beans became a New England favorite, they were not well known outside of the region. That is, until the American Civil War, when their popularity spread across the country, and soon after they were canned and sold in stores. Somewhere along the way, sliced up hot dogs were added. And no one knows who made up this amazing duo, but the move was an inspired invention. On National Beans and Franks Day, celebrate American ingenuity and a meal that's guaranteed to please straight from the pantry.
Wow, I think we're on a roll this week because tomorrow it's National Mac and Cheese Day.
I know, I was looking at that and I'm thinking, French fries, beans and Franks mixed in with mac and cheese?
Oh, I want to live at your house, John.
Right?
If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
And we'll see you tomorrow.